Hello and welcome to the CCCP, the Cigars, Coal, and Communism Podcast.
Let's sprinkle the
key. Yo, it's been a minute. You're listening to the CCCP. We're coming back with another episode. It's been
a minute.
What
does that stand for?
Cigars, Coal, and Communism Podcast.
Oh.
Yeah. We have two new people here, and it's just me this time. We got a fellow K Dog.
Yo, what's up?
And we have this dude.
What's up?
It's pretty dope. Oh yeah, fuck, my fucking 9-inch rod is lying on there. Hang on, let me move.
My 9-inch rod is in my pants.
There we go. I just had to move that one.
I have a really small penis, guys. Sorry to tell you.
Does the foreskin make up for like the smallness?
Yeah, I can stretch it out. I actually use it as a reusable bag.
Oh, that makes a whole lot of sense.
Oh, yeah. Do you go like the Walmart
yeah.
shop?
Stay green.
Yeah, you stay green.
Yeah. See, I'm staying green right now.
Yeah.
Let me see that.
I can't stay green. I have to be in that drug-free hire-me program. It's kind of gay.
This is all Keef. Look at that.
That is solid Keef. God solid damn, Keef. Bro. Keef. Yeah, check out the Zippo. Got a star in it.
Oh, it's so fine that it like shoots through the steamroller.
Oh shit!
Yeah, I need like a screen.
If you can get like a pop can and cut out like a small circle and make it into a thing, I did.
Yeah, I did that for that one bottle. Remember?
Yeah, I remember that now. Yeah, my pipe, my little mushroom head guy pipe thing. I did that.
There you go. Cool. It was probably still a little wet.
I have to fucking light it backwards like a retard.
I'll hit the vape though. Where's that at?
Right there.
Hell yeah. Is it any dip more?
Alright, do we have any topics you want to talk about? All the ones I looked up were fucking gay. You know what? Let's talk about that. Let's talk about gay people.
Gay people. There's two people? There's actually, I think, besides Damien, there's like three or four gay people at our school.
Yeah?
More than three or four, bro.
Dude, there's
which
a gay
deeper,
fight.
Which do you perform more?
A gay fight?
Which do you perform more? Gay girls or gay guys?
Gay girls, because
definitely fucking gay girls, man.
But as in like terms of company, like in company of people.
I'll be real. Some gay guys are really fucking funny.
Yeah.
Some of them are really funny.
Although the only kind of gay guy I don't like is the kind of gay guy that likes to push his sexuality on you. He's like, what? You're not gay?
Yeah. I'm gay. I about had to fuck up a guy who's like that.
Oh, bro, my sweet and sour sauce was already open.
Yeah, I fucking drank it when I got here.
Bro, it's I like sat down.
Why'd you drink the
listen,
fucking sweet and sour sauce?
You're
a fucking monster.
I was gonna do that too. Dude. That's why I was pissed because I didn't have any fucking to drink.
You think that's bad? Fucking Blake gave me you know that bag of fucking smashed fucking Buckeyes that he had. He rolled that up. He gave it to me. I fucking bit into the plastic and tore it and fucking started eating it.
Yeah, he had like a bag. It was like a Ziploc bag full
y'all just have no class, man.
It was full of Buckeyes that he had given our friend Chris, our chef friend. And then they were just fucking playing with it a bunch. They're like folding it and
give
shit.
Give me the stick.
The stick? I don't know where the fuck that went.
Oh, fuck.
What the fuck?
Metal rod right,
right here. There it is. Oh. Gotta move this shit around.
Mm-hmm.
Get that key right. I haven't met too many, or actually talk to too many gay people.
Our girlfriend's gay with the, she knows the gay couple in our school. The two gay guys, Wyatt and whoever the fuck his boyfriend is. He came into our lab once. He seems like a cool nigga.
Uh-oh.
N-word.
Uh-oh, first N-word drop.
This is the new first podcast we have. The dude dropped a hard R like 8 times. Old dude Preston. If anyone out there listening
fucking
remembers
Preston,
y'all some OGs.
Fucking all, I thought I was gonna have to fuck up Preston.
He was in like the first three episodes, and then some shit happened, and it got bad.
There's
no
fun
to punch that nigga.
Meth will do that,
dude. He has this thing that where if he gets
Stickler syndrome,
that if he gets knocked out, he'll fucking die. I thought
he
could
die because of his brain.
From like punch him, he'd fucking die, and I go to jail. And I was like, no, I can't. Time to punch him in the dick. All right.
Basically, you were there because I was going to fucking fight him if I had to. Even though I don't know how to fight, I was still going to try. It'd be fucking hilarious. All right. Just hold it sideways.
Do you know how to use one of those?
I've never actually used one of these.
Yeah, hold the steamroller sideways-ish so that way the flame can go sideways into it. It doesn't really like to go straight down like the regular lighters.
And he does it anyways.
Oh, did you just inhale all that? It looked like it fucking fell through the tube. I was like, no, because I started doing that on accident, and I was like, shit.
Oh, fuck.
Nigga, are you sure you can drive home later?
He'll be alright. Huh? I said he'll be alright.
You sure?
If anything, you can follow him there, and I'll ride in the car with him, so that he has, like, some
safety. I think I'll be fine.
I think
it would be a good idea if we followed
him. I know how to get home.
Okay, but the thing is, can you fucking drive straight?
Yeah.
He's driven high plenty of times before. Now, I do not condone...
That's like all I do.
I don't condone driving high, but there are some scenarios where you just might have to.
Yeah, like when you decide you just want to be really fucked up while you drive.
Yeah, or if you decide, hey man, I've been high for a hot minute. Everything's going well. And now I got the fucking munchies, like times 1,000. And all the food's gone from last time. So time to go to McDonald's. Get half off because I work there.
Yeah, I work at a McDonald's.
Yeah,
should I talk about that?
Kelly's still
tell us about your experience.
Fucking classroom.
Right. Ghetto as fuck.
So the first thing they said to me when I actually started getting trained at McDonald's was, if you need to fight someone, take off all your McDonald's gear and clock out. And they told me that I had to walk a certain distance to where it was off of McDonald's property, and then I could throw down. And then we could just come back, put back on our clothes, clock back on, and just continue working.
Fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, okay. Then the bitch that was training me was like, all right, so this is the break room. You will most likely be spending most of your time here. And I was like, oh, all right, seems chill. And then taught me how to fucking put things in a fryer.
It
was really difficult. Took a long time to master it.
Is it dead?
I like that. If you look on the steamer, the way it sits, it's made so the hole is supposed to be sideways so you can get...
Yeah, it's cool.
Take that.
I have this Hetty's steamroller, and I was told it's supposed to be, like, indestructible, but I'm kind of scared to test it.
Yeah, I would be, too, because it looks like they're expensive. Like, I wouldn't want to be throwing that thing at a fucking
wall. How much
was
that shit?
I got it for 20.
Oh, hell.
But normally they're 30, so they're not really that bad.
Oh, wow.
But they're nice.
But I like this, because this is the attachment. You just fucking pop it on the end of the bong, and then boom.
We need a camera.
We really do. See, yeah. What we were trying to do at one point was try to, like, we're going to move somewhere. And then we were going to, like, start doing a new podcast under a new name and everything. And then we're going to have it recorded via camera and by microphones. We were going to post an audio version on here.
Cook this ranch.
Don't catch the ranch on fire.
And then, smoke that ranch.
Don't smoke.
Smoke that ranch!
Yo, foot in the weed.
Oh, yeah. I work at the Wendy's though.
Yeah, he works at Wendy's.
What was your first experience going to Wendy's?
Fucking
much
first,
classier.
The first like bad experience at Wendy's with the customers.
Yeah, mine
dude,
was just
listen,
as soon as I walked in.
Listen,
oh, wow.
Yeah, listen. I fucking walked in first day. I am at the front counter taking orders. These two black dudes come up. They're buff as fuck. I'm like, this one nigga just got out. A fucking prison. I he fucking.
I just, oh, you just right, nutted on
you,
yourself.
For those of you that can't see it, I fucking squeezed
this
a
ranch thing.
This is
why we need
a fucking
camera.
And I got it all over myself.
Okay, but they walk up and they go, hey, little nigga, what's up? I'm like, black
scared.
People talking to me.
Oh, God. My dad's not gonna be like, oh, you smell like weed. He's gonna be like, why do you smell like fucking ranch?
What the fuck's on your pants?
Why are you trying to hide it this much? Your dad would be like, why the fuck did you try to hide the scent with ranch? What the fuck are you doing?
But they come up and there's one of the sandwich makers that works there and she's like an eh. She if anything, if I were to give a rate, which I don't usually do, say she's an 8.5, you know.
Oh, that's pretty fuckable.
Yeah, that's really fuckable. But she was pregnant.
Oh.
She's
two for one meal deal.
And
meal, bro.
They
look at her and they go, "Hey, little mama, what's up?" And she goes, "Go away." And they're like, "Nah, bitch, I don't want your number." And then the manager made. I walked back to the manager, made me go up there and tell him to go away. I walk up there, I'm like, "Hey, yo, I'm gonna need y'all to go." Apparently, and they go, "Nah, we're getting food." And I'm like, "No, the fuck you're not." And then they're like.
Okay.
Whoa, white boy, you best let us get some food. I'm like, get the fuck
dude,
out before I smack you with a fucking cheeseburger.
Dude.
And
yo,
then they left.
That tall fucking nigga, I think he's from Harden.
Yeah.
Alright. I walked into the bathroom and he was with like 16 other fucking dudes. fucking huge ass cloud. I'm like, oh, they're vaping in here. They're all right, vaping. Obviously. And I'm like, damn, you all in here, you hitting shit? And he was like, yo, I'll hit your shit. And I was like, bro, I will fuck you up. I will fuck you up, dog.
You know what's funny? What? Me and my brother, a fucking long ass time ago, were on Black Ops 2 whenever that shit was still bumping really hard. We're playing Black Ops 2. Yeah.
Rest Kobe, in peace, Kobe. Rest in peace, Kobe.
He was a legend.
I don't watch basketball.
I'm really bad at
Kobe.
It.
Kobe.
I'm too white, man.
Me too. Yeah, my brother. Me and him were playing Black Ops 2. You're not playing
background music.
Oh, shit.
Why do we need background music?
10 and a half minutes.
Anyways. So, what else was I saying? We're playing Black Ops 2. And we get on the mic, and we're just trying to be as fucking white as possible. I'm on there, and I'm like, hey, man, make me the best man win. GG, everybody. You hear some fucking random southern dude flick the mic on. He goes, looks like somebody's about to get their shit pushed in. And then he got off the mic and didn't speak the rest of the game. And I was like, what? Was it even English? I don't even think that was English. I think that's what people call
it. Henry the Vape.
Pass the vape, bitch.
We sound like total fucking fags.
Yeah.
You know. Pass the vape, bro.
That's the vape, man.
You're interfering with my snapback. I'm about to do a kickflip on your mom's grave.
You see how hard they're like fucking...
I'm about to do a kickflip on your fucking mom.
You see how hard they're trying to keep
bro,
vape out
look,
of our
hold
hands?
Up, hold yeah. up.
Why?
Look. She got cooned on. She got... Lexi got cooned on. Hold up. Cooned on her tit.
Does she really quit, though?
I don't think so.
Yo, I'm about to fucking
this
quit.
This vibe music, bro.
Quit what?
Fucking McDonald's and shit.
Why?
Oh, yeah. Because
everyone's shit.
Really?
McDonald's yeah. is fucking asshole, bro. I don't have to
dude,
work
we're so anything. Much busier than Wendy's, I feel like.
Yeah, bro, you get all the fucking fat people coming
yeah.
to McDonald's.
One person will order legit fucking 20 Big Macs. And I'm
dude,
like, oh,
hold
my
up,
fucking
dude.
God.
There's someone that came through and ordered fucking 13 4-for-4s. I'm gonna explain to you how many that is. Hold on.
I know Wendy's menu better than I do McDonald's, to be honest. Because I actually like Wendy's.
Wendy's is like.
You know how many fucking nuggets is in 13 4-for-4s?
There's like 4 nuggets per box, right? In 4-for-4. They're like a really, really small amount of nuggets. Like it's pathetic.
It's 52 fucking nuggets.
Yeah. We make all that at one time.
40
yeah.
nuggets a batch,
we do.
Right?
She took a whole fucking batch of nuggets that I just made.
Yeah, I've
and then
gone
the manager,
down.
And then the next car orders 6 4-for-4s. And then the manager, the general manager goes, so what you doing getting burnt on fries, huh? On nuggets? And I'm like, did you not hear the fucking 13 4-for-4s? That's all the fucking nuggets. And he goes, that's no excuse. You should have had nuggets down. I'm like, I was busy making fucking food for you.
You know
fat fucking cunt.
You know what's funny, bro?
Fucking...
Me and Damien today, we took a whole one tray of nuggets.
You wanna hit the vape gun?
Sure, why not?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, pass the vape, nigga.
Pass the vape.
Yo, fucking just 2 days ago. 2 days ago, dog. Someone came through, alright?
I had to push this button in
right. Ordered 100 nuggets. Someone else came through, ordered 40. Kept on ordering. People kept ordering nuggets. We went down 336
dude,
nuggets.
Dude, we'll get those orders before.
336 nuggets. We make 40 at a time. We were making these nuggets for an hour. A fucking hour. That was our entire focus. And we're still taking normal orders on top of that. Each quarter
fucking
pounder we
hell.
Make, we have to make... One at a fucking... Well, it's 3 a grill, alright? We have 2 grills set for it.
Are you serious?
So you can only make 6 at a time.
How many patties can you put down on, like, one grill?
On one grill, normal patties, like our regular meat, it's 8.
Me too.
Okay.
Well, the max I can fit on there is 10.
Yeah, I can totally fit 10.
10 of the 4 ounces.
I can totally
ten
fit 10.
They're the fucking thick bitches.
But they're worried, oh, it won't cook.
And yeah, the back ones never cook. You just, like, press them bitches down with the spatula for, like, a minute, and they're like, I'm golden! And
do you
then,
guys have
and
a thing
can,
that, like, goes down over them, or...?
Yeah, you pull it down, and it comes
we
up
we don't have
them.
To pull it, it just goes down.
You push a button, and then it goes yeah. down.
The same right. thing.
Well, tell me shit about the cheese.
No, hold up. With our little junior patties...
BJ,
I can put
sucking anything through the hole?
I can put... vape.
Not yeah. if they're rotating the bowl a little bit.
And with our little junior patties, I could put 12 on a grill all at once. But the back four
you're gonna
have
to
don't
inhale
cook.
Really, really, really soft, like so you don't suck all this to the hole.
What time you gotta go home?
I'll probably leave at like 9.
I have to be home at like 9. I don't really care.
My parents don't love me, so I can kind of go home whenever.
I used to not have a curfew at all. I used to like come home at like 3 in the morning. Just for doing nothing. I'd go sit in a parking lot till 3 in the morning so I could go fucking be by myself.
Yeah, I used to go just fucking...
But let's talk about some political issues here, boys.
No.
Who gives a fuck about politics?
Well then,
Danny,
topic. Pick a topic.
Fucking orange man does not like yellow man.
Pick a topic, Kevin.
His fucking cheese story from Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, cheese story.
Oh, the crunchy cheese.
Yeah,
oh,
what if the you fuck? Want this, inhale very gently. You're gonna suck it off the
lip. I'm gonna need it for this story.
Oh, yeah. It's like the fucking smallest bit. It sounds like it's already gone. Usually we don't ever have bad club music. I think like one of the first ones we did.
Yeah.
It was just because we did it in the middle of a party. Did you get anything? Sort of?
Kinda.
But, I'm sure there's no THC in this. You're fucking
mad.
Positive.
Yeah, dude.
You're getting a nicotine
It's a
high.
Vape.
It's a nicotine high, bro, if anything. No suck ass, because if you get really, if you like get the feeling like enough and long enough, you can just have a really. All right.
Let me tell this fucking cheese story.
Cheese.
We've been leaving them waiting for long enough. Mm-hmm. So, at McDonald's, to cook the patties and shit, we don't flip our patties. All right, it's much easier than that. We just fucking hit two buttons and this big like fucking just thing goes. I'm really stoned. It's hard for me to describe things.
It's like just big.
It's like a press.
I know. It made the same thing.
No, but I gotta describe for them. You fucking retard.
Basically, it's this long piece of metal with a piece of plastic on it.
Yeah.
It's heated, and so it heats the top and the bottom. It comes down, and it cooks the whole fucking patty.
Yeah,
within
so you
like
don't have to
30
flip
seconds.
It.
For
and
then
it goes
things.
Up, you season it, put it in a tray, boom. And you put it on like a little heater thing. Like a shelf that heats. That's how I describe it.
Okay.
And, but people like to, when you're not looking, fucking just throw cheese on your grill and make it go down, right? It gets so hot that it instantly turns that fucking cheese into crunchy-ass fucking tar. And it gets stuck. You have to, like, scrape it off. It's like fucking lava rocks all over your fucking grill.
Fucking hell.
And you'll be busy as fuck, and you can't do anything because someone threw, like, 30 fucking pieces of cheese on your grill. You'll go to, like, go restock on nuggets, because sometimes the freezer next to you runs out. And you gotta fucking go get more and stock it and shit, or else you'll just die.
Yeah.
You'll just fucking die.
Manager comes back and says, yeah, it's time for you to die.
But, fuck, where was I? I'm really stoned.
That, like, you leave the thing to go restock.
Oh, yeah, and the fucking cheese would be all over your grill. So not only did you lose fucking time by having to go get this shit... But now
you lose even more of to scrape off the fucking lava rock.
You have to scrape off the fucking lava rock, and you gotta put some fucking force into it. Now, I'm not exactly a weak person. I think we can all agree on that. And it takes me fucking. There's people that can't do it. There's this guy named Jacob. He's really fucking scrawny. People will do this to him in this torture. He's like,
you can't get it out.
Fuck. Can you help me?
What fuck? Let you get it yourself.
He's a hard worker and shit. He's a good guy. He's just... It's grunt. Little piece of fucking shit.
Piece of fucking shit.
Jesus.
Alright, mates. Let's go for the good topic here.
What the fuck you mean, man?
Damien, let's talk about Damien and how much of a beginner he is. We got a newbie. We got a...
We
got a
Damien. He's
we got an apprentice.
What did you do?
I pressed the B.
So,
accident.
2 out of 3 of us here smoke a pretty decent amount of pot.
I don't smoke pot.
He has.
Caden here does not smoke
I have
pot.
Never smoked pot.
He doesn't smoke.
Meth, however.
Meth's fun stuff. I haven't made meth in my kitchen before.
I'm going to do acid. Here soon.
We did say we were going to do that for spring break.
Yeah.
But Brianna and him, this fag, have changed my mind. Brianna doesn't want me to because she's scared I'll die because you can die from doing acid.
You die from the shit you do while on acid. My dad.
Fuck it. That's why you have someone watch you.
Yeah, but Kelly's not exactly as strong enough to withhold both of us.
Yo, I got someone.
No one's was strong enough to withhold me when I'm not keeping my strength.
I don't know about that. You know Bryson?
Who?
Bryson?
The big guy. You show me a
big guy. Noah he'll pick you up and throw you. Except he dislocated his shoulder. But
bro, talk about bro that. I've lifted the end of a small car because I was
fucking
gone.
I can do that. I can do that right now.
You fucking remember those concrete posts we were taking out of the ground that weighed like three of me?
It was like I was picking them up with like single arms, just walking.
No, you fucking you and I did the same thing where like we grope the concrete and pick it up and sumo walk it across the yard. But yeah, I was able to pick up these concrete posts. Like, it was like concrete.
Fucking god, I thought he was gonna shit his pants.
They easily weigh more than I did.
But I'm like, thirsty as fuck.
Let's go get some water.
Yo, that's a good time for intermission. We're gonna like bounce out of here and get aqua, get this some snack, and come back. Deuces. Hey, yo, we are back. Topic. We need one. What the fuck?
I'm gonna put some else on.
No.
That shit's getting old, bro. I can't vibe with it no more.
You want me to fucking play some fucking Lego music? Black
Hell yeah.
Black Eyed Peas? Dude, Black Eyed Peas is some ghetto shit.
Alright, interesting topics. I might be a little too stoned for this, but, Let's talk about the stoned ape theory. Let's just steal Joe Rogan's podcast.
We wanna.
Full credit to him. You should find his videos where he talks about this shit.
From Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan's fucking God.
Let's talk about how God is a writer. And we're all just a story in his little book.
Or how about the Bible is a collection of stories?
But the Bible's a lie because there's like hundreds of loopholes in it.
It's just a story, bro. Mm-hmm.
A story that nobody can recall being true ever.
No one wants
Jesus was probably actually a dickhead. Yeah, hand me that bitch right there.
The bomb.
Why not?
Protein.
Fuck. I'm bored now.
Alright.
What?
Time to steal this topic.
Oh, yeah.
Stone Ape Theory. Kelly, you already know what it is, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Kaden, you kind of know what it is, too. Alright, well, let's say what the fuck it is anyways for all the retards that don't fucking know. God, can't believe. Where are you going?
I need to charge a laptop.
Oh. Kello's just gone, but we already know, so who fucking cares? Basically, it's the idea that,
What the hell is this? No.
What the fuck is that? Anyways, it's the idea that our ancestors found psychedelic mushrooms and ate them, and it triggered a more rapid cognitive evolution. Basically, we went from small brain
to really fucking stunned brain
to tripping out brain.
Imagine being like a newborn and then being put on acid. That's probably what that was like. You know nothing about
I might not be happy with my haircut. Do you guys think it looks good or?
Think you look like a retard.
Huh?
Think you look like a retard.
Really?
No.
I mean you look like a retard anyway, bro.
Cause
the hair has nothing to do with it.
Yeah. hair is exclusively just a bonus feature.
It's like DLC.
Huh?
It's a DLC. Hair.
You gotta pay for that shit though.
Yeah, bro, you like my Skyrim avatar? It's fucking hair was part of a DLC, nigga. I just don't need to. It's fucking wicked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wish I knew more about it. I'm kind of a retard. We're not as well prepared as Joe Rogan.
We're not as well hearse in this thing.
We're kind of retards.
Oh, sorry.
Hey. You know we're not supposed to say retarded anymore, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Do you guys know it's illegal to call someone an illegal alien?
What?
Did you know that?
Yeah. In certain places. Oh, due to offense.
Dude, I got ID'd when I tried to buy a fucking Sharpie.
Oh. What the fuck?
Yeah, you're not able to buy Sharpies until you're 18 because of graffiti laws.
And you can talk the shit out of them if you're really that desperate.
Yeah, I guess.
Nigga, I buy Sharpies all the time.
Most people just don't care.
Go to the fucking market. Dollar store.
And that's funny.
That's where I went. That's where I got ID'd at.
Oh, my word.
What?
I have my Zippo, right? It has to take fluid. So I was buying some fluid. My friend Holden. We're chilling out. And then she's like, you have your ID on you? I'm like, wait, what? And I didn't, it didn't click, but it, like, it could be used as like a weapon in some form or another. I guess.
Are you able to buy lighters without being 18?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy a lighter, but you can't buy a fucking Sharpie.
I can fucking start fires with that shit. I can burn a fucking church down.
Doodle in the church with a Sharpie and then dispose of the evidence by burning the church down.
So, Africa, am I right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Australia fires.
They ID'd me and I was just like, oh, I didn't bring anything with me, I'm sorry. And my friend Holden was like, why is mine? Does that work? And she's like, I don't know. So she called the other employee over and she just looked at me and my friend and she was like, them boys are 18. God gave you a brain, didn't he? Use it. And she just got fucking served.
I and served then she you walked right, away bitch.
And I bought my lighter fluid and left and she didn't even know I was 17. Dope. Not like I really care, I mean, I'm 17.
It's been a good day today, boys.
Yeah.
Honestly.
No.
Really?
Hated it.
Why?
I had to wake up. Any day I'm alive is a shitty one.
Although, boys, I get really vivid night terrors. You don't know about this, but he does very well. I get really vivid night terrors, and shit keeps me up like. For the rest of the day, when I go to sleep, so I woke up at like 4. I woke up at exactly 4:20 a.m.
Fuck yeah, that means you need to smoke weed.
Like, I took a screenshot when I woke up because my girlfriend sent some really cute shit. I was like, yeah. I got that shit on. Mmm. 4:20 a.m. Woke the fuck up. I was
woke. All right. Let's talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
Have we all been in fights? Like, yeah. Real fights?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say so. I mean, I fought Joey, like, in fucking elementary school. Haven't had anything like that since.
Huh. Alright, so I guess you don't count for this, but, I want you to tell me the worst fight you ever lost, the best fight you ever won. Any order you want.
Ooh.
I know mine already.
Alright, you go ahead then.
Alright. Worst fight I ever lost, I was trying to pull some fucking slick shit, alright?
Mm-hmm.
I had already fought this guy before, like a week prior, so I know he didn't fucking train his way up like Rocky, you know? It's gonna be the same fucking outcome, I figured. Alright? He wanted to meet at this fucking little shitty wooden park. It's in Mount Gilead.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
So I went to fuck him up. And it was raining, it was kind of slick, and I wanted to pull some cool shit. Cool shit for the camera. So... You know that thing I do in the hallway where I kind of like bounce off the wall, turn around, and fucking like just jab?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I tried to do that shit because I had successfully done that before. I was like, yeah. Yeah, I slipped and fell on my ass.
And then you got end of that. Did you?
No, he was. That was just it.
Oh.
That was just it. Well, I guess that's the funniest. That's the most like embarrassing one. The worst one I ever lost, my mom's boyfriend. He got really fucking hopped up on crack and he fucked my ribs up. I thought he broke them. I was like... But I got mine. I fucked him up later on.
Hell yeah.
Best fight ever won.
I'm vibing real hard with this. It's good vibe music.
Should the best fight be like... Where I actually did the best or like... The one that was just like the easiest?
Where you did the
probably
best.
Where you did the best. Yeah. Is it that takes more of you to do?
Alright, well, there was this guy named Gary that I knew, and he knew a little bit of, like, jujitsu and shit.
Oh, wow.
So I fought him for probably about 2 months straight.
Oh.
I just keep fighting him, and I kept getting my shit kicked in. But we had, like, gloves and shit, and he even had helmets and mouthpieces. Oh. So it wasn't like, I'm gonna kill you fucking fight, but it was just... We like to fuck each other up, I guess. Except I was always the one getting fucked up.
Yeah.
But, every now and again, I'd get, like, barely a win. So it wasn't the fact that I won for the first time or anything. But, like,
for whatever reason, he just could not fucking hit me. I had mastered fucking dodging him.
I guess after a month of getting your shit pushed in,
you're gonna get your shit pushed in. Every fucking punch he threw, I either leaned back, he couldn't fucking reach, or I actually fucking like moved, ducked, fucking bobbed and weaved, man. And the final hit I got in was really fucking good. Here, let me show you, Kelly. Stand up.
Fucking punch, Kelly.
Let me finish this.
Slow-mo. He was about this close. Yeah. He was actually about your size, too, but I was a little smaller. I was a little smaller.
Yeah, I'm scared. Wait,
so what he did was he just threw a basic with his right, yeah. right towards me.
Just like that, right? Yeah. And then you grab that.
No, I didn't grab it.
So your throat comes at you and you like fucking...
No, you're throwing like a hook. He threw like a straight jab.
Just like fucking shit out.
And like that.
Oh, boom. Fuck yeah, that's a wizard.
Boom, 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 boom. And he was done.
Wizard shit.
Fuck me.
Fucking hell.
You're talking with the bong. No.
The cup. Do you have a towel?
Thank God,
it's just water. You know, I was actively avoiding that.
Yeah.
Take it on your phone.
Yeah, a little.
Use the Service Day shirt that was in the Curse videos. I want to get that shirt framed just because it came from that. Ugh.
There's a new Pay Money Webby video.
Oh, I forgot about him.
Dude, he's fucking hilarious.
He is.
I think I got into watching him because General Sammy was watching him or some shit.
Yeah, definitely similar.
You have no idea what you're about to get.
Really?
A cock in my mouth?
I went into your phone and added myself on Snapchat.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah. You're about to get a bunch of shit.
Why?
Dude, it's still sending the first one. The first thing.
What are you sending me? I want to know.
Porn. Probably.
Memes.
I don't want any memes from you.
There's going to be hell for you.
He's gonna block you. There, problem solved.
I have different accounts.
Oh.
That you put on here?
No, maybe.
KKK meeting. Yeah, there's none.
You know you're a stupid nigger, right?
We can do something like this.
Oh, we're still doing a podcast. We just kind of forgot about that. We need more topics.
I was thinking about like we come back.
We already did
and
come back.
We go. It's been a couple days, so I forgot about you.
That's fucking like stupid.
Why would we have this? Why do we need music? Yeah. Why do we need background music?
Something to fill the silence.
Well, how about we just keep talking?
You
want to
see something, Adrian?
No.
Hold on. It's bad. You don't really have a choice. I fucked that.
You know what's fucking weird?
I fucked that.
Dude, that's a trap. No, man, that's a dude.
My massive penis was in it.
You fucked that dude with your massive penis.
Kid, you didn't tell me you fucked a guy. It's kind of weird.
It was Anissa. She used to be my stepsister.
These days you can't fucking tell.
She used to be my stepsister.
You fucked your stepsister.
Country time.
Yeah, her Tales dad and Alabama. My mom were together, and then they decided to split apart. We kept in touch, and I was like, yo.
Let me
back Mario and lay some pipe. She was like, you know what? Fuck it. All right. She used to when they were together, she used to let me do these. She used to do these things called deep sleeping, where she'd come in and basically let me have like dry sex with her. It was nice.
Interesting.
Yeah. But she's really grown. It's epic. Her boyfriend tried to like fucking roast me, and I was like, but my dick has been in her. How's that used pussy feel? I found a new purpose for scrunchies.
I remember I was with this one girl, Selena.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And when she broke up with me, she got with Blaze, and he was talking shit. And he was like, oh, this pussy's mine. And I was like, I've already been in it. Left a little note in there for you.
That's fucking great.
I regret it, though.
Yeah.
Why?
Reasons.
Because she's nasty.
Dude, you gotta, like, fucking eat her out. And then, like... And,
bro,
like,
look.
It was sour.
Bro, look, it's Kelly's condom.
There's one on the jacket on the floor, there.
Show us your penis, Kelly.
Nah.
She can't have it. It belongs to someone else now.
It'd be funny, though. Like you go to eat it out, and then you're like, oh, damn. So you spread that shit with, like, fucking Febreze, and then you go back in there.
And then the taste.
And then you're like, oh, yeah.
This is me every time. Ever happened? Has this ever happened to you?
Yeah, my parents beat me too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, my mom did that to me. Wait a minute. Fuck.
Fuck. This is why you shouldn't smoke weed, kids.
Bad pussy. And eating that one girl out. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah. Yeah. So you spread that shit with fucking Febreze. You go back down there. Oh, cool. Selena's my cousin.
Okay.
But you go back down there, and then you hear someone like talking to you from the inside, and you're like, hey, hello, and they're like, hey, bro, we've been in here for a while. Like, fuck, I'm out there doing, and you dive into that shit head first.
Here's the thing about her. Here's where we lost connection. All right, we were okay at first, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But both of us kind of, I feel like, did drift apart. We felt like we weren't compatible.
Yeah.
I think we both had those thoughts, and we were just both in denial about it for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's healthy that we broke up and everything. But, how she went about it was terrible, and how she was a little bit up until that point was fucking terrible. She says that I was mentally abusive and shit. Mm. No. Dog, if anything, she was mentally abusive. She was constantly telling me that I should be fucking different. Because I'd, like, joke around with, like, you and Skylar and shit, and she'd just be like, you're a fucking retard. And, you know, it is retarded shit that I'm doing, but I'm just having fucking fun. And that's where we were at a disconnect.
Mm.
And she's...
Was she being serious about you just being a fucking idiot? Or
was yeah, she,
being,
like, she was, like being dead fucking serious. She wasn't being, like you're a retard.
I know your girlfriend and my girlfriend, they'll go, you're fucking stupid.
Okay. Yeah, but that's
I'm fucking retarded, but I'm still gonna put my dick in you.
Usually it's like... My girlfriend now is like, oh, you're so retarded. I love you. You know, so it's like...
It's a playful tone, you know?
Yeah. It's a completely different tone.
Yo,
so I'm okay
watch
with
your
it.
Shit. Watch
it's just
shit.
Being a little playful.
You want to vibe extra good, but the armchair is in the way. Watch your shit.
And just, she wouldn't let me fucking do anything with her.
Yeah.
Like, she wouldn't let me hug her. And I was like, bitch.
What the fuck? Yeah, if my girlfriend stops letting me hug her, yeah, it's over.
So I was...
You have to get up. There.
Now
go back.
I was super sad when she did break up with me, though. And
yeah. That's simply how breakups are, bro. You have, like... You should be sad, because you...
Well, I was kind of mentally prepared for the actual breakup, but it just came at such a terrible time. I literally had court the next fucking morning.
You know what's funny?
What?
I always predict when my girlfriend break up with me.
Yeah.
It's usually been, like, a week, but no, this one's different. I'm here to stay, I think.
Proud of you. I've been in a relationship for 2.5 years now.
How is it
your longest one?
Dude, listen, by the time I've been with her, as long as you've been with Grace, we plan on getting married, so. Yeah.
I'm not ready to get married yet, man, because I don't trust it.
Yeah.
You haven't even seen the world yet. You haven't even had your first wings, your first wing of freedom. You're at the age of 18.
Yeah. Honestly, it kind of sucks that I won't get that. I won't be like 21 and single, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Assuming everything goes well. But at the same time, it's nice that I don't have to worry.
Yeah.
Worry about not being beloved.
Me and her, we have our arguments and shit, you know, everyone does, but we've never been like the next day, we always are like, okay, well, I was just retarded.
Yeah.
We usually. She's one of the rare women that can fucking apologize.
I don't care who fucking
was. What time is it?
It's 8:33.
8:33. Okay. 33. I'll probably leave at
9. I'll leave when you leave. That way it's more convenient. mean, we don't have any actual issues to talk about. We've just been shooting shit.
That's usually what we do on the podcast, dude.
Yeah, it's good fun being on here.
I disagree. I hate you guys.
Yeah, we hate you too, Adrian.
Yeah.
Oh, hell.
You can do the more laid-back approach. This one has two snaps in it. Well,
I hope the mic can pick you guys up all the way over there.
Probably. I'm not sure. You might have to talk a little loud.
I'm always loud. Because I'm a fucking nigger.
F.
It is true. He is, in fact, a nigger.
He's the darkest motherfucker I know.
Y'all know I was kidnapped and tortured once?
Yeah, I got raped by my uncle.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I know a lot of bitches that have been raped that I'm pretty sure haven't been raped.
Yeah. Dude, I know a guy that was raped. You don't hear about that shit. He was fucking drunk at a party and girl was like, yeah, I'm gonna straddle your cock. And he was like, no, please. Just like, your cock's going inside of me. And he was like,
Isaac told me a story about a guy he knew who got really drunk with a buddy of his, and he woke up the next morning with his buddy riding his dick.
Oh, shit.
Holy fuck.
Imagine that. Imagine me and you get really drunk, Caden. And
fucking Levi.
Up. Oh my god, fucking Levi, yeah. Levi would do that.
Oh, Levi scares me sometimes.
Yeah, Levi can't come to the party now.
He's uninvited because
of rape. Yeah, he's uninvited because of the whole rapey thing.
No, I think we should still invite him, but
we should
limit him.
No, because my little brothers might still be there.
Oh shit.
No, he won't touch kids.
I don't fucking
know. He fucks with like the people he knows.
Yeah, but like still I don't want that around them. They've already been through enough, as you know.
Uh-huh. Well, just tell them that.
If I tell my dad that one of the kids that when he gets either drunk or high, he gets kind of rapey, he's gonna go, yeah, he needs to stay the fuck out of this house.
Then don't tell him that.
We could just keep Levi in the barn the whole time.
Yeah.
We're gonna need to stay out there anyway because we're gonna be getting drunk as fuck. But, shit.
I wish my girlfriend could come with us. It would be great.
I kind of want it to be like a bro thing, though.
Yeah,
it is your thing.
Dog snoring.
I'm gonna try to get weed for it, but I'm not sure how much I can get. I'm kind of poor.
Anything else, bro?
If
I won't be smoking it, I know that.
Damn.
Yeah. If I were to think about it, my dad would teleport to me and go, no.
He'd be like, hello, sir. How about no?
I just had a really nice Rice Krispie edible that my brother's babysitter just gave to me.
Oh, that's what I was actually saying. No one's supposed to know about that.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah, she's really sketched out about, like, she's giving me a few edibles and shit, and things to smoke out of, like, kangaroo wraps, which is for people
who don't
know how to roll. It's fucking cool.
His dad taught me how to roll. That was fucking cool.
I don't know how to roll.
Want me to teach you sometime?
Yeah, I'd love that.
Actually, let's get some notebook paper. And I'll show you what I know. Either that, or I might go downstairs and fucking snag a paper out of the room, but I don't think that they have any, because my dad was like, your dad was like, because his dad took out one paper, and he rolled it, and he took me to the steps, and he rolled tobacco in it, and then like he showed me, and then he unwrapped it, and then he told me, and he was like, here, he pulls out a paper, and it's the last one, he's like, here, you can't fuck this up. Oh, shit. And I did it, and I guess it was good enough. My dad, dude, I watched him. He took a paper, he put it in his hands, he did this, he licked it, and he was done. I was like, what the fuck?
Yo, here's a fucking story for you. One time I did a demolition job, right? It was for a buddy that works for my dad. Mm-hmm. And he was just like, all right, we're going to go in, we're going to beat the fuck out of some of their walls, out of their floor, because we had to replace...
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we just had to replace the fucking floor, I guess. I don't know. I was just told to destroy shit. So they gave me a sledgehammer and
look, I walked in back. I was told to kill everything in here.
Crowbar, shit like that.
Order
stuff 66. To get the job done.
Yeah.
And we drove all the way there. And he was like, oh, well, I had just been caught smoking weed. And now I gotta tell another story to lead into this for context. Oh no, a topic for me to talk about for a long time, something that we needed on the podcast. Oh fuck. Anyways, so I got caught smoking weed because of this fucking David dude. He was my stepbrother for a little while.
Yeah,
my dad was with him. Yeah, piece of fucking shit.
Yeah,
he got a hold of some weed, and he was honest with me, and he was like, look man, this is my first time smoking weed, and I want to do it with someone who knows what they're doing so I don't fuck it up and waste it. And I was like, fair enough, yeah,
fucking
I'll do it. Yeah, share your weed with me.
Of course. You fucking dumbass.
Yeah, of course I'll smoke all your weed. Basically, I figured he'd tap out and I'd just finish it, you know?
Yeah, either that or like you know, at the end of like your doobie or whatever, you're like, I think you still need work. Come back to me when you get some more and we'll work on it.
To his credit, he got some pretty decent weed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh. It was not bad. And, but yeah, it was me, Skyler, you know Skyler.
Yeah.
And him.
Skyler's funny.
We just smoked it. We smoked it out of a can because I didn't have anything at the time.
Oh, yeah.
A can bomb?
And we did. We did use this. Had this light at the time still. But that's what we did. And then we went inside. And David's mom was just sitting there on the couch. Now, keep in mind, this is 1 a.m. She was fucking sitting there for a while. And she saw our stoned asses hobbling and wobbling in the fucking door. Especially David, since this is his first time. So he's all types of fucked. And, we just kind of go upstairs. And David's last one. He's behind us. Because we figured we should take point. Mm-hmm. And his mom goes, David, come here. Rational person would go, okay. And then just talk their way out of it. It's not that fucking hard. But he's kind of a little bitch. Plus he's stoned.
Plus he's stoned. Doesn't help.
Yeah.
The being a bitch adds.
Oh, yeah.
That's all.
Oh, yeah. But he just sprinted up the fucking stairs, which, you know, is fucking sketchy. So his mom definitely knew, for sure, already.
Like, wasn't
she opened? She opened up the door after he sprinted up. All right, heard him talking about, oh, what do I do? What do I do? Oh God! Oh, she was like, David, come here. I need to talk to you. He's like, no.
Oh fuck. She's say like, no to mom.
What do you mean no? He was like, Mom, I'm tired. And he was bitching and whining like that for about 5 minutes, basically just saying the same shit. No, I'm tired, Mom, just let me go to bed. She said, fine, go hand me your Xbox and you can go to bed. Ooh. Okay. Grabbed his Xbox, brought it down, man. She turned on the light, got a good look at his stoned little ass. I know she could probably smell that shit on his breath, too, for sure.
Goddamn. Fucking champ tried to
and he's
do it.
That fucking scared, too. She knew.
You know that man walked down there and was like, eyes wide fucking open for her to see.
He was panting, dog. He was all sweaty and shit. He was fucking destroyed.
Freaking out.
He rushes back upstairs, and he just goes to bed. Now, I was already pissed at the guy because he ate all my food, but what came in the fucking morning pissed me off even more. He woke up before all of us, probably with the fucking munchies, and he just started, like, eating shit. And my dad and his mom confronted him, and they were like, so did you smoke weed last night? Now, instead of following the rule of lie, 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 don't be a snitch, snitches get fucking stitches, he goes, yeah, me, Adrian, and Skyler smoked weed last night. He starts fucking crying. His mom is talking about fucking calling the cops on us, which she did. And she also tried to call the cops on all my friends, because...
I remember that. Was that when you started going to Traverse? And he was like, bro, fucking stepmom called the fucking cops on me last night.
Yeah.
I was like, nigga, that's some shit.
Yeah. This is what it is.
Dang.
Fucking bullshit.
God.
Fucking bullshit.
Fucking bitch.
And then that little...
She tried to call the cops on my friends, too. Like, my obvious dealers. Because she was like, oh, Adrian must have provided it. Even though we were all like, no, that's not what happened at all. David bought it from school. Because you could just do that at school.
Yeah.
You could
apparently you can just do that now.
Dude, I could buy anything at school. I found an acid dealer in like 10 minutes. I'm not kidding. I was like, hey, anyone know anyone that sells acid? And people were like, yeah, him.
Yeah. They collectively point to one dude in the room and like,
and he's like, you acid?
He looks over there and he looks at you.
Even the fucking teacher points at him.
He looks at me and says, bro, you need a trip?
Yo, you want a trip hard?
Where do you plan on going?
Hey, yo, enjoy the trip. Hey, your phone just turned on the screen.
It's probably Grace.
His Snapchat.
Grace was fucking texting you.
Yeah.
I didn't answer it because I have some sort of class when I go through people's phones, but
I love you.
When I go through people's phones.
Well.
The fucking construction school. So that led into the construction school.
Yeah. So, he was talking to me on the car ride when we were about there about how that was bullshit. He was like, I heard about what happened, man, how you got snitched on and shit. he was like, I would have rocked his fucking shit. I was like,
that's
fuck
a
yeah.
dad right there, dude. Hell yeah.
And he says, I want to rock his like, fucking shit. He was like, and he was like, and his bitch stepmom needs to shut the fuck up. Like, fuck. Trying to call the cops on you just for smoking a little weed? They don't even give a fuck about that shit.
That's funny, man.
I obviously agreed with him.
Yeah.
We got to the house. He was like, alright, here's the plan. We're gonna go in there. We'll roll up a doobie. And we'll get to work.
Sounds like my fucking brother.
Okay.
Yeah.
Me and my stepbrother. He's my stepbrother now. Me and him, we were at some house in Columbus, like in the most ghetto part of Columbus. And we're in a basement of a house. We're cutting out 6 inches from each end of the floor to make a sub pump, like to put down pipe for it. My brother's done this like 100 times. Like, he knows what he's doing. He used to be in construction, so he's doing that. And it's a pretty big basement, but there's no ventilation. There's like one window in it, and like it's a piece of glass with a small hatch on it, like this. That's it. And it has a screen on it too. So we opened that, we put fans all pointing towards that, and turned on the concrete saw. And the time it took him to get all the way around, like, the basement, the entire basement was, like, flooded with the concrete dust in the air. You couldn't see him with your hand in front of your face. It burnt the fuck out of your eyes, and you would choke on it, trying to breathe down there. Plus the carbon monoxide from the concrete saw, which was gas. I think it was either gas or kerosene, one of the two. We almost died, like, fucking more than once doing that shit. We had to take intervals where we stopped. He was so fucked up on the carries, like on the smoke and shit. We're trying to go to Kroger's afterward because he said he was done trying that shit. He threw up like a bunch. We're leaving, go to Kroger's, and he's like, dude, he's like driving and the car's fucking drifting left and right. He's like, I don't know if I can do this shit. We end up going to Kroger's and he's so fucking fucked up on carbon dioxide. I am too. I'm fucked up on it. I just feel retarded. We're walking through fucking Kroger's. We take like some sample shit and we're dusty. Head to foot in fucking white dust. I never looked more pale in my life. I was pale and my hair was gray because of the dust. We walk in there and like we stomp our feet through an aisle, there's fucking dust all down. We go into the bathroom and we're pissing and stalls next to each other. And he goes, woo, and he fucking flicks his dick and gets on my boot, and then we're fucking pissing at each other's feet at that point. We come out and we're still all dusty except for the ends of our feet. And this was 4 consecutive days of 10-hour work shifts, but the first of it was 4 because he was too much of a bitch. So, the next day, we show up, and this time now we have the jackhammer. Well, he didn't tell me how you're supposed to use a jackhammer, and you're not supposed to push it constantly and not use it for more than, like, an hour without taking a break or some shit. I was on that jackhammer for damn near 10 hours straight, pushing on it for the 10 hours. I had a giant fucking blister here on my hand and another one over here on my palm. And my fucking back hurt. I couldn't move much of this arm, like the back of it.
I remember that. Your whole back
was like stiff as shit because of me holding in that one position for 10 hours.
I pick it up one day and he goes, bro, I can't move my shoulder. I'm like, what? What the fuck? Why not?
Construction.
Construction. And then he goes, bro, I was on that jackhammer for like damn near 10 hours.
Yeah.
My shoulder's fucked. I'm like, bro, I reach around him. Instead of getting to the closest shore, I reach around him, I go, that fucking sucks. And he goes, ah!
It hurt so fucking much because I couldn't do shit with my arm, like, at all. And,
man.
And I was supposed to get close to, like, almost $400 because it was supposed to be $10 an hour for 4 days of 10-hour work shifts. But it was supposed to be. It was an unreasonable job. And, well, we were in so much fucking pain. We kind of tried to do this dude dirty and it kind of worked. But we were so fucking pissed off because the dude was being real shitty, and my brother was like, "You wanna?" He looked at me and he's like, "Do you just want to be done with this shit and go home and just smoke a bunch of fucking weed so we can at least relieve the pain for now?" So yeah, I would really like to do that because we planned on bringing weed with us, but we didn't want to get stopped because it's like the fucking middle of Columbus and a bunch of power tools that we could have easily stolen from anywhere, whatever, right? He didn't want to chance anything. He didn't want the fucking guy to get mad because of the bathroom was smoking weed. In any case, we took all the rubble, which there was probably, I don't know, like, probably a little ton of just rubble on the fucking back, like, patio or some shit. So I'm taking it scoop by scoop, and we're dumping it in the basement where the concrete's supposed to be broken, because we got about halfway done. We put concrete all over the fucking place, make it look like we've been breaking concrete all day. And dude was like, all right, did you guys get that done? And we're like, yeah. And he asked for money because the only reason he's been doing that job is because he's been low on money for a while because he doesn't have a regular job. We ask him for money. He's like, yeah, sure, whatever. So we go to him, and he asked us what hours we worked, and of course we fucking lied about that shit. Of course. The one day we were there for damn near 14 hours. Just damn. Fucking jackhammer. We would switch, right? He would jackhammer, and I would, like, shovel up the broken shit, put it in a bucket.
I haven't even hit it yet.
Two buckets, and I carry up the stairs. Shit fucking sucked ass. My lower back was, like, in massive pain because I was leant over the whole time. The fucking jackhammer was in, like, it was in a shitty electric one.
Yo, fucking, here's something interesting. What's the closest to fucking dying you've ever gotten, you think?
Oh, I know. You've met my grandma, man. Dogs, yeah. They used to live by me, and they have this big pond out there.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the pond, the bank, there's fucking mud.
And there's frogs.
And I want to go. I go, guys, watch. I'm gonna dive right in here and make that shit. And then they go,
some hot shit.
And they go, Caden, you're gonna dive right into the fucking mud bank that's right at the fucking end of there. I'm like, nah, I'm gonna make it. It's clearing the whole fucking thing.
Got this, bro.
And I go, I smack it. Apparently, I dove right into the mud bank. I get in there. It feels like someone just punched me in my fucking noggin, like hard. And I was like, fuck. And I apparently I'm stiff like a board. I'm stuck like this, sticking out of the water and like in the mud. My whole fucking noggin like this is all the way in the mud. And my whole body, my fucking arms and legs are fucking flailing like this. I'm like,
I don't know if you want to. If you want to throw anything on you, we can.
And
I really don't have anything.
And right. They fucking bring me out. And I looked like the fucking Loch Ness monster with my mud covered head. And my fucking stepdad at the time, well, he kind of, it was my mom's boyfriend, and he's his dad.
Bronk?
And, no, not Bronk, Jason, it was his nigga's name. And, he pulls me out, he goes, deep breathe, I breathe in, and I just breathe in straight fucking mud. Just, fucking died for 10 minutes. It was fucking horrible.
Oh. Oh, that's the wrong end that I just unscrewed. That's the one I didn't even unscrew.
You see this?
What? What the fuck?
What should I do?
The closest to death I've ever been, I think, I was in a drive-by shooting.
Oh,
but it wasn't for me. I was just close by the guy who was supposed to get shot the fuck up. And I did get hit.
Oh, that.
That's when I got grazed. That's what this scar is from.
It's right here.
It went, got grazed.
My arm was like this, and it went right fucking there. That's how close it was.
Dude, there was this one time.
And there were several bullets flying. It could have very easily hit me in the ribs. Or another bullet could have fucking hit me in the temple and I wouldn't be here right now.
Yeah, it could have gone south very fast.
I was in elementary.
Yeah.
God damn.
Was that after you left? Because I don't remember you ever telling anyone about that. You might not have because it was either scary.
I was told I wasn't allowed.
I know sometimes kids will tell some fucking whack shit at school.
Yeah.
And you assume it's false or you fucking believe this shit.
My mom didn't want to be like considered a bad mom, she said. For letting me be out there and shit, so she told me not to talk about it.
F.
Even though she was a terrible mom.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. I hit that, but I can't. Sad.
You hit it, but there's literally nothing in there.
There's a vape.
In hell.
You don't get one.
No,
I'll put my penis in here. But, you never got to meet Jason. Jason was a mean motherfucker. One time we were like cleaning up the yard during fall, right? Holland decided to pick up walnuts and fucking yeet them bitches hard. Jason went over there, grabbed that little nigga by his ankles, fucking put him in lawnmower position. Like this, right. Your hands on the ground.
I gotta get rid of
the nigga.
Guys.
You're gonna wanna hear this. He makes Holland pick up like 6 walnuts, fucking starts helicoptering Holland, slinging him around like a fucking helicopter blade, fucking yeets him. I'm like, god damn! Alright. And then. One time, Anissa wasn't fucking listening or some dumb shit. And, he fucking grabs her, puts her in a fat fucking headlock.
F. You don't forget anything. You get everything right.
Currently doing that.
And, I come down there.
I see all. I heard the fucking thud. I come down there, and I just fucking lose it. I snapped.
I think that's
when I was there. I grabbed that grown ass man up by his neck. He was. I put the fear of fucking God into him.
Why is she? All right, y'all. We're gonna head out. Stay frosty.